Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West, and welcome to the California Kitchen, where you can learn how to cook in under 3 minutes or less. I'm your host with the most. Let's get started. A very special thanks to my sponsor for this segment, and I'm talking about my friends down at My Job Depends on Ag. Meet the men and women who grow your food all over the world. www.myjobdependsonag.com. And also, you could give them a like on their Facebook page at My Job Depends on Ag. So my last recipe for you this week is my sweet bangers and sausage, and it's been fun working with beer. I hope you're all inspired to go out and crack open a cold one and you can have a drink, but more importantly, you can have some fun really just testing out your beer and how much incredible stuff you can do with it. So our last recipe is our sweet bangers and sausage. So what I need first is two sweet potatoes that we need to have peeled and diced medium. Now this is so important that whenever we're doing this, we always want to make sure to take off the skin of the sweet potatoes. And I'm not saying that, you know, it's probably bad for you, but sweet potato skin is really, really hard to eat. So it's one of those skins that we do take off. If we were to fry it, we could probably do some stuff with it, but we're not necessarily doing that. So we're going to take those two sweet potatoes that we have peeled and diced medium. We're going to add to that 1 cup of cream, 3 tablespoons of butter, and 2 tablespoons of brown sugar. And we're also going to add to that some granulated sugar. And I want to just have enough in there because we want to have that nice sweet balance. And what I'm also going to do is we're going to go ahead and we're going to put our sugar. We're going to go ahead and throw that in the oven. I'm going to put that in the oven at 350 degrees. And I'm going to let that cook for approximately 21 minutes. And usually I'd say 20, but you know what? 21, I've always felt it just cooks it a little bit better. Next, we're going to add some sausage. And I love using a really good Sicilian sausage. I prefer the Monterey sausages and from the Monterey Sausage Company. It's got really, really great flavor. And I'm going to go ahead and take those sausages. We're going to go ahead and roast those whole. Now, what I like to do is I like to take my knife and just kind of wrap it around the sausage. And when it cooks up, it'll have like a spiral effect. And it does look a little bit different. And it does look a lot better as well. I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to put that in a separate pan into the oven as well. I'm going to top that with some butter. We're going to top that also with some red bell peppers and green bell peppers, some Spanish onion as well. And we're going to fill up our dish that has the sausage with a nice Porter Ale. And I like using the Full Circle Brewer 1850 London Porter. And we're going to use that on top of our sausages, and what it actually is going to act as is a deglazer and take all that extra flavor that's sticking to the bottom of the pan. And we'll do that about 10 minutes after the sausages have been roasting. And I want the sausages to roast for 21 minutes as well. I'm Albert J. Hernandez. You can call me the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.